systems and tools to streamline the back office. Commerce Bank, helping businesses succeed for more than 143 years.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. It will be up to Governor Rod Blagojevich to decide if his budget cuts are restored. Illinois Senate yesterday followed the House's lead and sent Blagojevich an emergency budget plan worth $200 million. The funding could prevent layoffs at state agencies, closing of state parks, and historic sites that have already been announced. It would also cover money the governor took from substance abuse treatment, the developmentally disabled, and other social service areas. While voting for the budget plan, many lawmakers took aim at the governor. Democratic Senator Martin Sandoval echoed the recent comments of Chicago's mayor when it comes to Blagojevich.
The man has gone cuckoo, if not schizophrenic, because he has put in harm's way real people.
The administration won't comment on commit to the plan. A Blagojevich spokesman says it's under review, but added that there could be unidentified technical problems. Lawmakers used a controversial method of raiding dedicated state accounts to come up with the money. Families with autistic children are caught in the middle of an ongoing dispute between Illinois' governor and House lawmakers. Sean Crawford has that story.
Senators have once again advanced a measure that would expand health coverage for those with autism. It would require insurers to cover up to $36,000 a year in autism treatment and pay for unlimited doctor's visits until the patient is 21 years old. But despite what appears to be overwhelming support for the concept, the legislation is yet to win final approval. That's because House members don't trust the governor to carry out such programs. The House has tacked on rulemaking language designed to thwart Governor Rod Blagojevich's attempts to expand health care without legislative input. The end result, no agreement, and the measure keeps stalling. Mattoon Republican Senator Dale Ryder.
The families who have children who suffer from autism, with all due respect, are not impressed with the drawing of the line in the sand that the House and Senate leaders are engaging into.
Critics say it would result in higher health insurance costs for small businesses, but supporters say families with autistic kids need help with the huge financial burdens they face. I'm Sean Crawford.
Peoria officials will look into how much its services should be used to secure a president of the United States or other high-ranking public official visiting the city. The Peoria City Council voted last night to look into the issue after it was revealed that President George W. Bush's July 25th visit to Peoria for a fundraiser for Republican congressional candidate Aaron Schock cost the city more than $38,000. City officials plan to examine the level of service provided by other cities whenever they're visited by the president or other officials requiring services such as police and fire protection. Councilman Gary Sandberg said the federal government is being reimbursed by the Schock campaign for the use of Air Force One on its trip to Peoria, and the city should be reimbursed as well. Barack Obama is attempting to do what no Democratic presidential candidate has done in decades, win the state of Indiana. He's spending significant amounts of money and time in the state, while Republican John McCain has maintained a low profile. Indiana is one of only a handful of states where Obama's advertising has been unanswered by McCain. The Democrat has 32 offices across the state and dozens of paid staffers. His campaign has aired at least $1.5 million in TV ads since June, and Obama has made five stops in the state since mid-July. The McCain campaign, meanwhile, has no field offices or paid staffers working full-time in the state, and McCain hasn't visited the state since July 1st. Champaign City Council says it wants eco-friendly buildings at the Curtis Road interchange, but it doesn't know how best to encourage builders to go green. During last night's study session, council members told staff to continue work on guidelines for eco-friendly buildings in the 640-acre development site surrounding the new interchange. They discussed options to give companies incentives like tax cuts for erecting buildings that meet the so-called LEED standards from the nonprofit U.S. Green Building Council. Several council members questioned why the proposal based incentives on a LEED designation. University of Illinois Assistant Urban and Regional Planning Professor Brian Deal told the council that system is the industry standard.
Most municipalities, a lot of them across the country, are starting to adopt these standards just because they make sense. And once they become standard, then the industry evolves around them. It becomes just the way you do business in this place.
Council member Tom Bruno says members don't know the cost of potential certification programs, so he can't say whether the council should use the LEED Green Building Rating System or over another organization's program, or if the city should certify buildings itself. City officials say construction costs for green buildings are comparable to those of traditionally built structures. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 1230. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
9:35, we check in with Ed Kieser. And Ed, warming up again to around 85 degrees today, but nice forecast the next few days.
Yeah, it looks like nice weather, generally speaking, for the next several days, with temperatures getting into the low to mid-80s during the day and overnight lows mainly in the mid to upper 50s, and mostly dry weather. So not too bad at all. Looking at the radar right now of the Midwest, there are some showers scattered about in Wisconsin, northwestern Illinois, far northwestern Illinois. We're talking about west of Rockford and north of the Quad Cities, although a few showers are not far from the Quad Cities right now. A few in southeastern Iowa, and then across northeastern to west central Missouri and east central Kansas. Most of the rain now very, very light and fizzling out.